Oh my god. Sorry. I didn't actually see you in here right away, so it scared me a bit. Is everything okay? Baby, I can see that it's not. And I know you have a hard time telling me things, but you can't say that you're fine when there's still tears on that face. Were you crying in here because I wasn't home? I would say that I'm sorry I got back early, but if it got me to see that something was going on, then I can't really say that I am. How often do you do this when I'm not around? I mean, like, sitting here crying in the dark, or even crying in general. Does it happen often? Are you saying no to make me feel better, or do you actually not cry like this often? So it's not usually to this extent, then. Which means that something must have happened recently, or am I reading that wrong? Hun, I can't be here for you if you don't let me. I'm not gonna force you to say anything that you don't want to, but at least let me in just a little bit. What's going on between you and your boss? How long have they been making you do all this extra work for? Is it something that you two agreed on, or? Do they even pay you anything more for it? Because it sounds like they just see your capability as an excuse to not hire someone else to do it, which is what they should be doing, right? I mean. Okay. Yeah, that's ridiculous. There's no way they think they can pay you the same wage for that and get away with it. Does anyone else working there know what they're doing, or do I have to go in there myself? So your coworkers actually know and they don't care? Like at all? Why? Aren't you all in the same situation when it comes to like this kind of stuff? So why is it that you get the short end of the stick with your boss and they act like they won't be getting that same treatment? Oh, wait. Is it literally just you? Baby, I know that you have a hard time standing up for yourself sometimes, but it doesn't sound right that they use you for whatever they want. You're smart enough to know more about how their whole system runs, but that doesn't mean they can take advantage of you whenever they want. It should actually make you more important and worth spending money on, or at least, I mean, I would think. But instead, they don't pay you enough to even be worth their time in the first place. That's honestly so crazy to me. No, it's not just an I guess. They want to keep pushing you to do more for their company, and yet they don't even want to pay you what that's actually worth. All they see you as is another body they can bleed dry because they think they can control you to save more money. But if they want people like you to actually stick around, then they should be treating you better and not letting you sit and have to cry in the dark when I'm not here for you. Because I want to be here for you. And by the way that you talk about them, it sounds like it's been going on for a while. So, how long has it really been? Or, like, how long have they been treating you this way, I should say? That's not a short amount of time, sweetheart. You know that, right? And I can see that your coworkers may not be the best since they've been dragging you around for their own benefit, but like, there has to be at least a couple others that are going through the same thing because they don't just do this type of stuff to only one person in particular. They'll take advantage of anyone they can so long as it costs them less. Even if it neglects their own workers. That's just what the world seems like these days, if you ask me. Everyone taking each other for granted until they're gone, and then people finally see what they're worth. Or rather, for companies, they'll use whatever they can to be the cost-effective ones, rather than actually care about their employees. Which means that the quality of work goes down, the people around you become miserable, and then you wonder why they don't care when they start to leave or things go missing. It's because hard workers like you aren't paid enough to care. You're not treated like actual human beings. And I hate that they've turned you into a victim of that for God knows how long. No, baby, you don't need to be sorry at all. You're not responsible for what they've been doing to you. And I can see why you might not have wanted to tell me, but I would have wanted to know about something like this. I mean, even if it feels embarrassing or demoralizing to admit what's been going on, you never have to hide these things from me because, oh my God, if I'd known about this any sooner, I would have made sure you left that place before they could even think to keep doing that to you. It's inhumane, to say the least, when they literally don't treat you like you're a person with actual emotion. Or that you even have a life outside of the company. You are not their slave. I would rather if you stayed somewhere that actually treated you with some kind of respect. Somewhere, you know, you could be happy with yourself. Because the one thing I care about when you're working is your happiness. And if that place decides to push you into being like this, then I really don't want you working there anymore, to be honest. Sweetie, no, we don't need the money. Remember last week I just got like a crazy raise at my job and I was already making a lot as it was. I can handle this for us, I promise. Because you seriously deserve so much more than what they're doing to you. I don't want you to feel like you have to come in here and cry your eyes out because of how they mistreated you. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't even need to ask if you don't want to work there anymore because I can tell you hate it. And I'm not going to sit here and let you keep putting yourself through this. If you making less money makes you happy again, then I'd rather lose whatever you make from this job if it means you get to be okay. If it means, like, I can come home and talk to you about what you've done and what you want to do without someone trying to keep you, like, chained to the company name. Baby, they do not deserve you or your hard work. And I think they'll start to finally realize that after they lose you. I almost hope they start like panicking and needing to spend money because of it. It's not like any of your coworkers wanted to help you with it either, since they all decided to poke fun at you as soon as you walked in. Do you think you can go in tomorrow and tell them that you're leaving? You can also just not show up at all, or I could tell them off if I need to. What? Yes, you are definitely leaving that job. I cannot, in good conscience, let my partner go to such a hellhole when I can just as easily get them out of it. So please, just let me take care of you. Think of it as me spending money for your mental health. You are absolutely worth it. Please. Okay. Thank you. I know it's not easy, but after you leave, you can always stay here and do whatever you need to feel better. I'll be able to take care of us, and I promise you, it will not be a problem at all. You are not, and never have been, a burden to me, and I would be more than happy to do this for you, as long as it makes you happier, okay? Because You deserve it, and there's nothing you can say that can make me think otherwise. If I could give you even more, then I definitely would, but this is all I can do for now. I hate that they did this to you after all this time, and I'm sorry. I haven't noticed it sooner. I know. You did keep it from me for a while. But it still doesn't feel right that I wasn't here for you when you needed me. But I'm here now. And that's not going to change, all right? For now, we can just relax for a while until you forget about them. Because they don't mean anything to you anymore. And I'd rather if you focused more on your own self-worth, since eventually, I do want you to try and see yourself how I see you, even if that feels impossible. Only because your happiness means everything to me, and it should for you too.